This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hines is like John Lynch to me. I coach both guys. Stats don't tell their story. Ask the men that play football against them of that generation, their impact on the game and how the game is played and in some instances, how the game is officiated. Hines was a football player first and a receiver second. And I used to say that to describe him all the time because of just the ridiculous consistency of his toughness. In the passing game, in the running game, running the football after the catch or blocking, he is well deserving of consideration, and I hope it happens for him this time. But I think if I'm going to phrase it succinctly in terms of my experience and exposure, I feel similarly to how I felt about John Lynch. Stats are just a component of the story in terms of the type of player that he was.
Beautiful words. Mike Tomlin talking about Hines Ward at the press conference yesterday, and I believe that ended the press conference. One of Mike Tomlin's best, especially this season, for this season and how things have gone. I enjoyed that, and I'll talk about why I enjoyed it more later on. Well, good morning. My name is Nicholas Arikatlas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show, presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Also, time check. It is 5:07 in the morning. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. All right, so Pitt basketball lost yesterday, and it's only their second loss of the season. They're still playing well, still an exciting team. They just could not get it done yesterday against Missouri. They've had a stretch of home games now. It looks like they've got the third of a three-game home stretch coming up on Sunday against Clemson. And then they play WVU next week, so that should be exciting. It'll be Wednesday, December the 6th for that game, but their next game coming up against Clemson. Still an exciting team to watch. I didn't even realize that was the second game they lost because I was in Baltimore last week for Thanksgiving. I was traveling on Wednesday, so I did not check the scores. And then Crowley was nice enough to point out this morning that I don't pay enough attention to basketball. And how didn't I know that? And you know how we banter back and forth. It happens off the air as well. But, yeah, I was surprised to see that they lost two games. They lost to Florida last week on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So I was sad to see that. But still an exciting team this year. And a team like Clemson will be interesting to watch for sure. It's our next game again on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Now, the big story, the big talks, was it Mike Tomlin talked yesterday for his weekly press conference and addressed several things that seemed to spark some, a little bit of controversy, a little bit of interest. In particular, I want to address his Deontay Johnson comments, but you know, also the way he challenges plays or the method in which he goes about that, who he designates that role to. Also a hot topic. If you want to call and express your opinions on any of that, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me on X, tag me to post. That's at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. And talk to me. I did post the other day, I said, maybe let's just all unfollow Deontay Johnson. Like, let's just, you know, not pay attention to what he says. And of course, you know, that's just me being frustrated because it, just the loose language that some of these athletes use to try to justify the things that they're being accused of. I mean, on one hand, there's the argument, like, you know, why do fans have the right to, you know, be so intrusive on athletes? On the other hand, though, it's like they're making so much money, and a lot of that money's being made based on how fans invest. And so fans have a right to be upset. And I mean, Jaylen Warren could have not fumbled. That's true. And maybe we don't talk about that play at all and nobody notices, but the fact that Jaylen Warren did fumble and the ball went right at the feet of Deontay Johnson, who was turning to face the opposite direction of the ongoing play. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get frustrated, and he deserves to be held accountable to that. But just the way he's trying to defend himself on Twitter, like, Antonio Brown used to do that too. It was just, and it still kind of does. So it wasn't just a thing that he did on the Steelers. I mean, he does that on socials. Just the generic comments, the loose language, the intentionally confusing words. I get frustrated by that. And, you know, my first question and my initial thoughts, right, I post on Twitter, like, why not just unfollow him? Why do we all pay attention? Then I realized, though, that the other NFL fans that exist out there may just find him plainly entertaining. Like, they follow him just to make fun of him or make fun of the Steelers because this stuff's nonsensical. Like, Doran talked about that on Monday. Like, you should never question the effort of an athlete and that. And really, you know, we should all assume that most professional athletes want to give 100% effort based on how they're being paid and the fact that they specialize in playing the sports. And it's really hard to defend Deontay Johnson's effort on that play. He can't defend it. And I think he understands he can't defend it. He's just saying things on X in particular to add some sort of defense or acknowledge what he did. I don't know, though, because, again, the language that is used is very generic and vague and loose. And I don't understand what he's doing, if he's trying to defend himself, if he's acknowledging that he actually didn't give an effort. Now, Mike Tomlin talked about that, and this is one of those things. Like, Mike Tomlin, I'm back and forth on the things that he says. Now, winning cures all, and I'll say that as well. Like, in a reality where a play like that costs the Steelers a win, I think that there's a different reaction from Tomlin and the entire team, perhaps. Like, but again, winning cures all. The Steelers are 7-4. That's the reality. They've had some tough losses this season, but in conclusion, they are still very well in the playoff hunt. They have a wild card spot right now, and they still have contention for the division. So it's rough on one hand, but Tomlin, though, I mean, when they lost that one time, or when they lost and then people were talking about mojo, because that's what Tomlin said, and then he goes the next week and said he just feeds sound bites to us. I mean, that kind of stuff frustrates me to no end. But then he goes out and he talks about Deontay Johnson and how that will be handled. He says this. Listen, this is from yesterday's press conference.
What did you see in Jalen's fumble and then Deontay's reaction to that afterwards?
Deontay can't let the emotions of the previous down affect his next down, but I'll give him an opportunity to address that with you guys. I'll give him an opportunity to address that with his teammates. I'm not going to add any additional color. I think plays like that are best described and outlined by those involved and less so by guys like me. I keep my attention on challenging things that await us this week. Schematic preparation for Arizona and the readiness of this group is something that he needs to answer for, and so I'll give him an opportunity to do that. His teammates will give him an opportunity to do that, and I won't provide any color until he does.
So I like that for a number of reasons. He didn't just plainly dismiss the question, because it is a legitimate question. Deontay Johnson seemed to lack effort and did not go after the fumble and barely touched the defender in front of him. So that's number one. So it's good that was acknowledged. And then then he mentions you guys. I'm going to give him an opportunity to talk with you guys and with his team, and you guys, I assume, meaning just the general media, as he was referring to. So that's good. I mean, perhaps Deontay Johnson will address the media publicly today, perhaps in a press conference format, which I like that. Like, that's one of those plays. The Steelers, ultimately, I believe at this point, with their receiver depth, they need Deontay Johnson to do well, especially for the money that he's making, and that may play a factor in this and how he's handled. I like, though, that the accountability is still there. How that may translate on the field is yet to be seen. I'm not sure exactly how much Tomlin's going to discipline him from a playing time standpoint, this week. That's to be seen, but I know that there's a lot of speculation on how that could go down. But just the fact that we can anticipate now that Deontay Johnson is going to be held accountable for that type of play is, it's reassuring. And it's reassuring that Tomlin didn't just dismiss the notion altogether. That, you know, he wasn't accusing the media of trying to chase a story. I mean, he acknowledging that that kind of effort is legitimately concerning. It's an inspiring quote. And, you know, I get frustrated with Mike Tomlin earlier in the year because Mike Tomlin says that he just throws sound bites out there sometimes so that media members bite. And I hate that. But then, like, this week, he seems more a little bit humbled. Or he seems like he's going to at least acknowledge certain attitude problems among the team. That we as media are not just chasing a story, that it's legitimately concerning that a player would not, like, move very much on a play like that. On a running play where an eventual fumble happened. So I appreciate that. I like the answer. I'm not necessarily one of those guys that's going to say that Deontay Johnson should sit, but if he indeed has a press conference, because we don't really hear a whole lot from him. He's not a somebody that seems to really give hot sound bites to the media. He doesn't talk very much. He doesn't reveal very much through traditional press. He usually just goes to socials instead. So it'll be interesting to see if they do indeed hold a press conference. I mean, apparently there's going to be something internal happening where Deontay Johnson's going to address the team, and I can trust that that will happen. And then if a press conference follows, I'll be thrilled. All I just want is some sort of, like, apology. I don't know. And maybe Tomlin's telling him, like, hey, just apologize. That's all you got to do, and don't let it happen again, and you'll be fine. And honestly, me as a fan, I would be okay with that. Because at least, I want to feel like there's some accountability being held with him, whether he truly feels that it is accountability or not. Just like addressing that that kind of thing is a problem. Having some humility to at least go through the motions of being held accountable. I like that. I hope it happens that way. And then I'll be fine, and I'll be fine to move on, provided that he doesn't do that again. But, like, I talked about this. I've been talking about this. I haven't said it on the air yet. But George Pickens, the situation with him, I think, is a little different. Like, he was being immature, but in a way that was just on socials. Like, George Pickens has been giving a great effort to this point and has been making extraordinary catches and has been playing very well. And he got frustrated after a game-winning drive and then went on socials and, you know, did some stuff that indicated he was upset. But at least, like, George Pickens makes the routine plays and makes extraordinary catches to the point where, okay, let's get over that and move on. That kind of stuff, I think, is less severe. But Deontay Johnson, like, struggling to make routine plays consistently and then, you know, being frustrated in that moment to not block properly to start, but then, you know, post the contact, barely contact that he made, he doesn't go after a fumble on that play when it's right in his direction. Like, I can't deal with that. Somebody who doesn't do the routine stuff well and then, you know, gets that upset and misses an opportunity to save a possession. That kind of stuff frustrates me. George Pickens I had a little more leash with because he at least, like, plays at an extraordinary level and still does the routine stuff well. I don't like that Deontay Johnson struggles with the routine stuff and then misses an opportunity to save a possession like that. All right, we got a caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning, what's your name?
Anthony, my friend.
Anthony, what's up?
You know, he doesn't have to give me an apology tour. All I want Sunday is touchdowns. I know the Pittsburgh media and the Pittsburgh folks feel offended, but if he apologizes to his teammates and to the coaches, that's fine with me.
Sure.
You know what I'm concentrating on? Victory Sunday. Let's not get distracted here, people. I mean, you know, this is why I get angered when I hear some of the media try to talk about AB and throw all these folks. AB was one of a kind. He's like Prince. He's like the Prince of wide receivers. Yes, was he eccentric? Yeah. But when he left town here, left with 15 touchdowns in his back pocket. We wish we were getting the type of play from this guy that AB gave us. But listen, the young man, he's inarticulate. He's not going to be able to express himself. So next year, the Carolina team is looking for wide receivers. You trade him for a third, and you move on and get somebody else. Because he's become a distraction now when victory is the only thing we should be focusing on.
Sure. Anthony, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Always a good caller, Anthony is. Yeah. I mean, it is a distraction. Yeah, maybe you're right. You know what? I'll align to that point a little bit. I mean, I would feel better as a fan for him to be held accountable. In the future, I don't want Deontay Johnson here just because he is a distraction and he doesn't play up to the pouting that he does. So I'll align to that, Anthony. I'll align to that point of view. It's just all a distraction. We don't need an apology. I get it. You don't necessarily want an apology because it is a distraction. You just want him to play better and to produce, and he's not doing that. And that's fair. I think right now, though, in the situation the Steelers are in, they need him to be on the team and to play, like, well and better and just make those routine plays. Because the wide receiver depth right now isn't that great. So right now, as the situation unfolds through the season, they're going to need him as part of the wide receiver core. After this season, though, when they have a chance to reset again in the offseason, I think that they can go for some better options, for sure. But for right now, they need him, though. And I would feel better as a fan for an apology. But I understand now, based on that perspective that you gave, Anthony, that they could that it could be worse for him to apologize because then it just turns into a huge distraction for no reason. I hear that point of view.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. We got Sean back on the line wanting to talk. Sean, you're on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I agree with Anthony from Oakland. I mean, we need to get rid of the guy. The negatives are starting to stack up as opposed to the positives. And I'm going to put a spin on it, a little funny spin as far as I'm concerned, a little humor. But I don't understand what he's so upset about. He's already has one more touchdown catch than he had in the entire season last year.
I think he was frustrated just in the moment that he dropped the pass. And I mean, I thought it was a tough catch. Other people thought it was more routine. But I think just not catching that pass and missing that touchdown and maybe Tomlin not challenging it caused him to be upset, and he just didn't want to block on a run, and it turned out he could have saved a fumble.
I get it, but, like, he's making, what, $16, $17 million a year, and he has zero touchdown catches last year. He has one this year. I mean, he ought to pull a mirror out and basically look at it, Nick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem, Sean. Thank you for calling. Yeah, not making $16 or $17 a year, but his contract's $18 million, so he's making around, what, $5 or $6 million a year. But I get the point. He's making a lot of money, and to have that type of attitude, making that much money while struggling as much as he has, is odd, and I agree with that. And it is a major distraction. Anthony from Oakland called earlier and just said that the whole thing's a distraction, apology or not. He just has to play better. He need not apologize for the fanfare. I like the fanfare. I don't like how he addresses things on social media. You know, and I mean, I don't understand. Now, my specialty is communication. I went to school for that, so I like to think that, you know, I know a little bit more about just how to, like, present words and feelings than others. So, like, sometimes I think I got to reel that in from that perspective, and Anthony talked about that too earlier, where he talked about just you know, that some of these guys don't know how to express their emotions, and this is just how they've done it for their whole lives, you know. So maybe I can take a step back and kind of just appreciate that that's just how society is now. I still don't get it, and I don't think that it does any good. I think there's more that these guys got to consider before they just start going to socials and just being a distraction. And as Sean said, too, I mean, for the money that Deontay Johnson's making, it doesn't seem logical that he needs to, like, act like that. And these guys are still young. I never supported the contract they gave him, but they had faith in him, and maybe they thought that his attitude would change if he got paid and made it, you know, and made it feel like the Steelers trusted him and were willing to invest in him. It seems that that's not the case. He's still, he's just not doing it right. He's just not doing any of it right. And I don't like him. We need him to do well. The Steelers need him to do well. Right now, though, he's falling short of everything that he should be as the highest paid receiver on the roster right now. All right, I'm fresh out of time. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. And before I go, I'd like to tell you how cold it's going to be over the next couple days. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 35, low of 20. So it's going to be a little warmer. Still overcast, though, and still cold. Then it warms up a bit as the weekend approaches. Tomorrow, high of 48, low of 30. Overcast skies. Expect rain on Friday and Sunday, and then temperatures over the weekend expected to rise into the 50s before falling into the 40s again with these early projections for next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.